The following lecture is the first lecture delivered at the house of Mr. Mitra by Srila Prabhupada, retaped from the Mitra's tape recorder on the day of the second meeting.
Ready?
Men of Krishna Panasa's life enjoy this moment. Maybe in the moment in the Western country, but in our country it is well known since a very, very long time. From historical point of view, we can take it from Srimad Bhagavad Gita that this movement is as old as 5,000 years old. And before that, as we learn from the Bhagavad Gita, that this system of yoga, Krishna consciousness, was first explained by Lord Krishna to Vivasan, the sun god. Imam Vivasati Yugam Prakamanahamabhyam. Vivasan Manave Prahu Manu Ikha Kavi Bravi. So if you take the age of Manu, it comes to about 40 million of years. So, the first son of Manu, Maharaj Ikhaku, the first king in the dynasty, Raghuvansa, so he also learned this Krishna consciousness movement. And then again, because the disciplic succession chain was broken, in course of time, Krishna again said to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, taking it from the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it is 5,000 years old. And Lord Krishna wanted that everyone should become Krishna conscious. Manmana bhagavan bhakta marjyadi man namaskuru. That is the instruction of Krishna. Sarva dhanman paritajya mam ekam saranam. So, why this Krishna consciousness movement is required? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Saru Luka Maestro. Krishna, or in general term we can say God, but God's name can be Krishna. If God has any name, the first class name is Krishna. Because Krishna means all attractive. And actually, Krishna, when he was present personally, he was all attractive. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita about peace formula. People are very much anxious for peace in the world. There are so many organizations, just like the United Nations organization. When in New York we see this office of this big organization, hundreds and thousands of flags, national flags. So, the United Nations is trying to establish peace in the world. So far, we are concerned from the history, Mahabharata, we understand that there was only one king throughout the whole world. to Maharaj Parikshit, there was only one king ruling over the world, Tathagarapati. And there was one flag. But at the present moment, although we are very much advanced in the education, in economic condition, and many other things, we have got many flags in the United Nations. In other words, we are becoming more and more disunited. And instead of becoming united, we are becoming disunited. What is the cause? The cause is lacking of Krishna consciousness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Jagratavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Gyata Maham Shanti Nichat. If you actually want Shanti, then you have to accept this formula of Shanti as enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita. The Krishna, our God, is the enjoyer, only enjoyer. He is the complete whole. Just like this body is a complete whole, the limbs are part and parcel of the body. But the real enjoyer of this body is the stomach. The leg is moving, the hand is working, the eyes are seeing, the ears are hearing, they are all engaged in the service of the whole body. But when there is a question of eating or enjoying, neither the fingers, nor the ears, nor the eyes, but only the stomach is enjoying. And if you supply foodstuff in the stomach, automatically the eyes, the ears, the fingers, any part of the body, they become satisfied. Similarly, Krishna says, Bhaktaram Jagratavasam, I am the supreme enjoyer. So when you forget that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and we try to compete with Krishna or becoming, or try to become a false Krishna, then the whole trouble begins. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is very essential to preach that the supreme enjoyer is Krishna or God. He is the proprietor of everything. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Not only of this planet, there are millions and trillions of universes, and in each universe there are millions and trillions of planets. All of them, the proprietor, the only proprietor is Krishna. The trouble is that we are creating false proprietorship. Therefore, instead of being united, we are being disunited and the flag are increasing. I'm pretty sad. There is a story, perhaps most of you know, in Sanskrit there is a story, Udarendriyana. There was a conference of all the limbs that we are working so hard and the stomach is only eating. So they made a strike that we shall no more work. Let the stomach starve. But after some days, when stomach was starving, the limbs themselves become weak. So this is a very instructive story. So we are trying to forget God, and the result is we are more and more in entanglement. This is the defect of the modern civilization. In the universities there are so many departments of knowledge, But there is no department of knowledge. What is God? What I am? What is my relation with God? There is no such department. The most important department is this human body. This human life is specially meant for this purpose to realize God. Otherwise, what is living? We have an animal body. Eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense. These four principles are common either to the animal or to the man. The animal also eats, the animal also sleeps, the animal also has sexual intercourse, and he knows in his own way how to defend. So these things are natural in animals. So if human beings, human society also become simply busy with these four principles of bodily demand, he is no more than an animal. It may be a very polished animal, but if he simply follow these four principles of life, demands of this body, then you are simply an animal. The only therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Athata Brahma Jijnasa. Now, in this human form of life, one should be inquisitive to understand what is Brahma. That is the first business of human society. But they have now forgotten. There is a nice Bengali verse. It is said like this. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogvancha kare, pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. That as soon as one forgets Krishna or God and wants to enjoy this material world, immediately maya or the illusory energy captures. So that is our position, we should know. This life, this human form of body is specially meant for self-realization, God-realization, or Brahma-realization, whatever you call it. Athata Brahma Jijnasa. And what is the definition of Brahma? As soon as the question is, the knowledge this life is meant for inquiring about Brahma, the next question will be, what is Brahma? That is also replied in the Vedanta Sutra. Janmādhasya-yatāha. The Brahmā, the Supreme, Absolute Truth is that from who is the source of all humanity. That is Brahmā. So, these things are there, and in Bhagavad Gītā, all the Vedic knowledge have been given in natural and very in easy language. Everyone can understand. Unfortunately, although Bhagavad Gita is widespread, it is read all over the world. Unfortunately, by man interpretation, though the effect of Bhagavad Gita is not being realized. At the present moment, the Krishna consciousness movement is to present the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Therefore it is being effective, even in foreign countries. 4 years ago, nobody knew what is Krishna. But because Krishna or Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is being accepted, even by the foreigners. Although Krishna is not for any particular nation or community, Krishna is his God, he is for everyone. And Krishna, relationship with Krishna, is there in everyone's heart. It is dormant. Simply, it has to be awake. That's all. That method is very simple. That method has been introduced on authority of Vedic injunctions. Simply by chanting the holy name of God, it doesn't matter what name you select, any name of God. Ram Namakari Bodha Nisadva Shakti. Every name of God is infested with the supreme power as God himself, because there is no difference between God and his name. Avijnatyad Namanan. In the absolute world, there is no difference between God and his name and his form and his quality and his entourage. They are all one. Therefore, the easiest process of God realization, as given to us by Lord Chaitanya, is chant this mantra, Mahamantra. This is recommended in all Vedic literature. And actually, we are finding that these boys and girls, Europeans and Americans, simply by chanting and following the regulative principles, now you can see how much they have advanced in 4 years. And it is increasing. We have got, as stated by Sriman Hansaduta, that we have got 46 branches all over the world, and it is increasing. Practically, we are increasing our branches every month, one. People are very much eager. And India's culture, my point of view is that this is India's culture. India goes to foreign countries simply to beg. Our ministers go, give me money, give me rice, give me wheat, give me soldiers, but maybe India, of course, you don't mind it. Wherever I go, I meet some gentleman, he says, oh, India is so poverty-stricken. The India's advertisement, he is a poor, poverty-stricken country. In foreign countries. So, our coming here in India to say that real culture of India, there is great demand all over the world. Therefore, we should send our representative to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, then India's position will be glorified. At the present moment, people know India is a bigger country, come here to beg, give me this, give me this, give me this. But if you preach this kind of Bhagavad Gita, they will appreciate that you have something to give to them. That is my appeal to you. You are present, many respectable officers and gentlemen here. I appeal to you that you think about this matter very deeply and prepare to go to foreign countries to preach this Krishna consciousness cult. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.